朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们一起打开路加福音二十二章。
Let us please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
我们同声的来读三十一节到三十二节。
Can we all read together verses 31 and 32?
天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为在主日的早晨，
Because on the Lord's Day, on the morning of the Lord's Day,
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座面前。
That we can come to your gracious throne without fear.
因为我们知道耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们一切的罪。
Because we know that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has already cleansed all of our sins.
我们知道你爱我们。
We know that you love us.
我们知道你乐意与我们亲近。
We know that you take joy to come near to us.
我们在诗歌中的敬拜。
Lord, in our the worship and praise in hymns.
我们在祷告中的敬拜。
The worship in our prayers.
盼望都能够成为馨香之祭。
How we hope can become a sweet aroma.
在你宝座面前让你欢喜。
To be pleasing to you in front of your throne.
我们也恳切地求你。
And we also earnestly ask of you.
求你向我们扬脸对我们施恩。
Please look upon us and have grace towards us.
求你亲自来对我们说话。
Please speak to us yourself.
让我们有耳可听的。
So that those who have ears to listen.
我们可以听见你要对我们说的话。
That we may hear the words you want to say to us.
帮助讲的和翻译的。
Help the speaker and the translator.
让你的话能够不打折扣的传讲出来。
So that your words may be spoken out without discounts.
我们也求你帮助每一个听的人。
And we also ask you to help the listeners.
让我们有耳可听的都听得见你要对我们所说的话。
So that those who have ears to listen all may hear what you want to say to us.
我们再一次感谢你给我们宝贵的应许。
Once again, we thank you for your precious promise.
两三个人奉你的名聚集。
That if there's two or three gathering in your name,
你就在我们中间。
Then you will be in the midst of us.
你不只是在退休会那里。
Not only are you with the retreat that we have.
你丰满地祝福了去那里的弟兄姐妹。
That you have abundantly blessed the brothers and sisters going there.
你也在这里。
But here as well.
你也要对我们施恩。
You will also have grace towards us.
因为你在这里。
Because you are here.
让我们存敬畏的心。
Let us come with a heart of reverence.
来等候你的话。
To wait upon your words.
我们如此祷告。
We pray as such.
是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Is in the name of the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要一起来读的这两节圣经。
Today these two verses that we're about to study together today.
是很多弟兄姐妹其实都很熟悉的。
These verses are very familiar to brothers and sisters.
但是要帮助我们能够好一点的明白这两节圣经。
However, in order for us to better understand these two verses,
我们还需要多看一点背景的经文。
We also need to look at more of the background verses.
我们先来看《路加福音》22章从24节开始。
Let's take a look at Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 24.
我们从24节一直读下来。
Let us read from 24 on.
这样子我们才知道这两节圣经它的背景是什么。
So,
好，我们再看一个地方的圣经。
And let's go to another place in the Bible.
可能对我们能够多一点的了解。
Maybe we have more, we'll have more understanding.
马太福音十九章。
Gospel of Mark chapter 19.
我们读27和28节。
Let us read verses 27 and 28.
我们再回到路加福音。
Let's come back to the Gospel of Luke.
我为什么说31节和32节是很重要的两节圣经呢?
Why am I saying that verses 31 and 32 are very important verses?
因为在圣经里面
Because in the Bible
当神呼叫人的名字的时候
When God is calling upon the name of men
那是很重要的事情
It's a very important thing
神不会随便叫一个人的名字的
God doesn't just randomly call out people's names.
你们中间有一些人知道。
Some of you among us, you know.
我小的时候是很调皮的。
That when I was little, I was very mischievous.
我妈妈平常是不会叫我名字的。
Normally, my mom wouldn't call my name.
什么时候如果我听到我妈妈叫我的名字
?Whenever I hear my mom calling my name.
我就知道事情大了。
I know that the matter is severe.
因为我娘是虎妈。
Because my mom was a tiger mom.
她是很厉害的。
She's very, very clever, very good mom.
她几乎她每次叫我名字的时候。
Almost every single time when she calls my name.
她手上如果不是藤条。
Either she will have a long stick on her hand.
要不然就是晒衣服的竹竿。
Or the bamboo stick used to dry the clothing.
我妈妈一叫我的名字
Whenever my mom calls my name,
我就知道不得了
I know that there's big matter, big problem.
但是我妈妈
But my mom,
从来还没有叫过我的名字是连续叫两次的
I haven't never called my name twice consecutively.
那么在圣经里面呢
In the Bible,
上帝叫人的名字
When God calls man's name,
每一次
Every time,
都是大事
It's of a great matter,
都是有很重要的真理要启示的
It's related to a great truth that's about to be revealed.
而在全本圣经中
And in all of the Bible,
有七个地方
There are seven places,
神叫人的名字
That God calls man's name
不是只叫一次
Not only once
神连续叫一个人的名字叫两次
Consecutively he calls out twice
这个在读圣经的人里面
And this in the eyes of Bible scholars
给这样子的经文取了一个特殊的名称
It gave a term, special term to this type of verse
叫做双重的呼召
It talks about
double calling 就是神连续叫人的名字连续叫两次
And that is God calling man's name twice consecutively
那我猜我们中间聚会久一点的弟兄姐妹
So I will guess those of you who's been with us for a longer period of time
你知道在圣经里面七不是随便的数字
You know that in the Bible seven is not just a random number
这是一个完全的数字
This is a perfect number
神叫人名字连叫两次
That when God calls man's name twice consecutively.
全本圣经七次。
That in the whole Bible there are seven times.
旧约四次。
In the Old Testament there are four times.
新约三次。
And three times in the New Testament.
你如果仔细地去查考这七处的经文。
If you carefully study these different verses.
你发现这是圣经中一个重要的启示。
You'll discover this is a great, a very important revelation of the Bible.
是神向人启示他在每一个人生命中那个永远的旨意。
It is that God is revealing to every single person what his eternal will is.
所以你每一次读到这样的经文的时候
So every time when you read such a passage
你要特别注意
You need to be extra careful
因为这个经文不只是跟别人有关系
Because this verse is not only related to other people
这个经文跟你有关系
It's related to you
而且这个经文是非常非常重要的
And this verse is very very important
因为这个经文告诉你神要在你和我的生命中他要成就什么样伟大的事情
Because this verse is telling you what God wants to accomplish in your life and my life how great of a will he's going to accomplish
主在这里说
The Lord here he said
西门西门
Simon Simon
那我们在研究这两节圣经之前呢
So when we, before we go and study these two verses
我们需要稍微往后面站一会儿
So we need to take a step back
然后我们要问
And then we need to ask
主是在什么样的情况下说了这个话
In what kind of circumstance did the Lord speak such word?
我们有谁在我们中间
Who among us?
你还记得这一段的经文是发生在什么样的一个情况?
Do you still remember what kind of circumstance surrounds this verse?
有没有?
Do you remember?
最后的晚餐。
This is the last supper.
感谢主哈。
Thank the Lord.
还是有人读圣经的。
Someone still reads the Bible.
最后的晚餐。
This is the last supper.
那再考你们。
So let me quiz you again.
最后的晚餐。
In the last supper.
主耶稣安排了所有的事情。
When Lord Jesus was planning out all the different matters.
他的门徒问他我们要去哪里吃晚餐。
So his disciple asked him, where are we going to have supper?
主告诉他在什么地方
Lord told them where it's going to be
怎么什么事情都安排好
And everything was planned out
然后大家就一起进到那个房间
And then everyone entered into that room
准备吃逾越节的宴席
It's about to have the feast of Passover
有谁记得在吃逾越节宴席之前发生了一件什么重大事件
Who remembers that before the Feast of Passover, there's a big event that happened? What happened?
Oh, yo. 耶稣给门徒洗脚啊。
Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你信主这么久。
You've believed in the Lord for so long.
你肯定听过很多讲道的人讲耶稣给门徒洗脚的事儿。
You must have heard many different people speaking to you about the matter of washing disciples' feet.
这可是个大事啊。
This is a big matter.
宴席。
This is a feast.
宴席里面什么需要的东西都预备好了。
The feast, during the feast, everything that's needed, they were already planned for.
但是有一样东西没有预备。
But there's one thing that was not prepared for.
什么东西呢?
What was it?
洗脚的人。
The person to wash the guests' feet.
你们家今天请客。
If today, you, in your family, you are having a feast.
你请一堆人到你家吃饭。
You invite a whole group of people to come to your house to have dinner.
你会请一个人站在门口给人洗脚吗?
Would you have someone to stand by the door and wash people's feet?
肯定不会。
You will not, must not.
因为我们今天这个社会没这套。
Because in our society today, we don't have such custom.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在耶稣那个年代
During the time of Jesus
有皮鞋吗
Was there leather shoes?
有没有
Were there leather shoes?
Nike 有没有
No, yes, no
也没有
No
那个年代的人穿什么
So what did people at that time wear?
草鞋啊。
Sandals.
对 ,sandals. 请问那个年代有柏油路吗
?So at that time were there paved roads?
没有啊。
No, they were not paved roads.
都是走什么路啊
?So what kind of roads were they?
要不然就是沙土。
They're either dirt.
要不然就是一些石板路。
Or made of stone slabs.
但是不管什么路。
But no matter what kind of roadway it was.
那个脚都是在外面的。
Your feet are always exposed.
到处都是泥沙的。
There's dirt everywhere.
所以你进到任何一个人的家里。
Therefore, whenever you enter into someone's home,
你这个脚一定要先不但要把你的拖鞋脱下来。
Not only do you need to put, take off your sandals.
你脚上那一堆臭泥巴。
But also the dirt on your feet.
一定要洗干净的咯。
It needs to be washed out.
洗干净才能够吃饭的呀。
After you wash, then you can have supper.
还有一个问题。
And there's another matter.
请问你那个年代吃饭有没有椅子
During that time, were there chairs to sit on when you have supper?
有没有啊没有的呀
There was no chair.
吃饭的桌子是一个矮桌子
The dinner table is a very low table.
饭菜都放在那个矮桌子上
So all the dishes, they were put on that table.
大家坐在那个桌子旁边
And everyone sitting around that table
基本上都是半躺的
Basically, they were half lying down
听懂了吗
Do you understand this?
吃饭的姿态你可不可以想象出来
So can you imagine the gesture when they're having supper?
如果一堆人都半躺
If everyone is laying half down
你的那个臭脚丫靠在我的鼻子上
Your stinky feet is laying right next to my nose.
我这顿饭怎么吃啊
How can I eat?
现在明白了没有
So do you understand?
那个年代
So during those times,
你要到别人家里去吃饭
Whenever you need to enter into someone's home to have supper,
他一定会预备一个人
They will absolutely prepare a person.
进来的客人就帮忙洗脚
Whenever there's a guest entering, they will wash their feet.
但是那天很奇怪。
But very strangely on that day,
整个的宴席是很多很多事情要预备的。
The entire feast has many things to plan out.
就是没有人帮忙洗脚。
But it lacked someone to wash the feet.
门徒们都进去了。
All the disciples have entered.
洗脚的盆子也在那儿。
And there's a bucket of water to wash the feet.
洗脚的毛巾也在那儿。
And there's the washcloth over there as well.
就那个帮忙洗脚的人不见了。
But the person washing the feet, he's gone.
你倒想一想。
Think about this.
这些门徒个个都在等。
These disciples, they were all waiting.
等什么？
What were they waiting for?
等人来洗脚。
To wait for someone to come to wash the feet.
就在这个时候。
And at this very moment,
耶稣把他的外袍脱掉。
Jesus took off his outer robe.
拿着毛巾。
And he took the cloth.
端着水盆。
And carried the water.
当耶稣做这些动作的时候。
So when Jesus was doing all of these moves,
你要有一点想象力。
You need to have a little bit of imagination.
那些门徒们啊。
Those disciples.
全部都呆了。
They were all astonished.
全傻眼了。
They were all amazed.
怎么有这种事？
How can this happen?
他们还没回过神来啊。
And before they can gather themselves.
耶稣可能已经洗了两个三个人的脚了。
Jesus maybe have already washed two or three people's feet.
等到耶稣要给彼得洗了。
And as when Jesus was going to wash Peter's feet.
那你们都知道。
So you all know.
彼得像我们中间的一些人呢。
Peter is just like some of us, among us.
是个大嘴巴。
He's got a big mouth.
不讲话很难过的。
It's very difficult for him not to say something.
又不知道要说什么。
He doesn't know what to say.
不知道说什么还爱说。
He doesn't know what to say, but yet he wants to say something.
主啊，你可不要洗我的脚。
Lord,Don't wash my feet.
这什么好意思呢？
How can this be?
你千万不要洗我的脚。
So please don't wash my feet.
那等耶稣告诉他我不洗你的脚你跟我没份。
So when Jesus told him, if you do not allow me to wash your feet, you will part with me.
这个大嘴巴就更乱讲话。
Then this big mouth say some more, speak of some more mess.
我跟这样子的话呢不那样洗脚了我全身洗澡再洗一遍吧。
Oh, okay, so if it's like that, not only wash my feet, but wash my whole body.
所以弟兄姊妹你读圣经啊你一定要能够进入到圣经的那个光景里面。
So, brother and sister, when you read the Bible, you absolutely need to enter into the situation of the...
你要知道当时门徒们的那一种震撼。
You need to understand the astonishment of disciples at that time.
他们不能够相信。
They could not believe.
他们不知道怎么面对。
They don't know how to face this.
这一位创造天地的主。
This Lord who created the heaven and the earth.
这一位无所不知无所不能的神。
This all-knowing, all-powerful God.
来到人间取了人的样子
came to earth and took the form of men
居然现在扮演一个奴隶的角色
is now having a character playing a character of servant
a slave
他
亲自来给门徒洗脚
and he himself is washing the feet for the disciples
这个门徒简直不能够相信的。
So the disciples, they couldn't believe it.
哪里有这种事情啊?
How can such matter happen?
怎么可能嘛?
It's not possible.
然后耶稣洗完了脚。
And then after Jesus washed their feet,
耶稣告诉他们。
Jesus told them,
我怎么做?
What I have done unto you,
你们也要这么做。
Do unto others.
耶稣告诉他们什么叫谦卑。
Jesus told them what is to be humble.
耶稣让他们知道什么叫做真正的爱弟兄。
Jesus asked them, showed them what is true loving your brothers.
讲清楚了。
Now are you clear?
就在这个时候。
So at this very moment.
发生了什么事呢?
What happened?
吃点东西啊。
So they were eating something.
然后要说什么话呢?
And what were they going to say?
24节
Verse 24.
说什么?
What did they say?
说什么?
What did they say?
起了争论!
So they had a dispute among us.
争论什么事情啊?
So what were they disputing about?
谁有资格当老大?
Who is to be considered the greatest?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够想象这个落差
？Brothers and sisters, can you imagine the contrast here?
刚才耶稣给他们洗脚。
Before Jesus was just washing their feet.
耶稣告诉他们，一个人要应该是用什么态度活在这个世界上。
Jesus was just showing them what kind of attitude men should have living this world.
耶稣又告诉他们你们要彼此洗脚。
And Jesus told them that you need to wash each other's feet.
然后他们回过头来。
And then they turn around.
你算什么?
And say, who are you?
我来教会的时候你还没来呢。
When I came to church, you were nowhere to be found.
你有什么资格讲道?
What kind of qualification do you have?
你有什么资格教主日学啊?
Why are you teaching Sunday school?
弟兄姊妹你会发觉啊不是只有那十二个门徒这么混蛋了、啊。
Brothers and sisters, you'll discover not only were those 12 disciples, were they, messed up.
哪一个教会没有这种人
?Which church don't have this type of people?
我们常常就觉得他算什么
?A lot of times we will think, what kind of person is he?
他还哪有资格
?He doesn't have the qualifications.
怎么没有轮到我呢?
Why isn't me?
我才是老大。
I am the greater one.
应该听我的呀。
People should listen to me.
我就在想。
So, I thought about this.
这十几个老兄啊。
For all these, you know, 12 or so.
他们在争论中间啊。
During their dispute.
彼得绝对不是省油的灯。
Peter was not an easy character.
这个将来到天上彼得不要怪我啊。
So, later on when I go to heaven, may I ask Peter for his forgiveness?
他不要说我背后说他坏话。
So, he doesn't say that I'm speaking bad words behind him.
不我会问他他有没有说这样的话、就是。
But I'll ask him whether he really did say such a thing.
因为我在猜彼得说你们吵什么吵啊
So, I'm guessing, maybe Peter said this. Why are you guys disputing?
也不照照镜子。
Take a look at yourself in the mirror.
你们哪有资格跟我比啊
Who are you compared to me?
你们搞清楚啊
Let's be clear with this.
你们哪一个在海面上走过啊
Who among you have walked on the sea?
还要跟我争老大
You are here to dispute with me to be the greater one?
他们在那里争
So they were disputing.
耶稣在里面就跟他们讲了一点道理
AndJesus there spoke of some truth to them.
25节
Verse 25.
一直到27节
All the way to verse 27.
耶稣把这些真理讲给他们听。
So, Jesus was telling them of this truth.
如果是我
If it's me.
我碰到一些这样子的人。
When I face such group of people.
我会做什么呢
What would I do?
我不但要讲道理给他们听啊。
Not only will I tell them of some truth.
我肯定要好好的骂他们一顿。
I will also, rebuke them.
我刚刚才给你们洗脚。
I just washed your feet.
看看你们现在什么样子。
Look at you guys.
对吧
?I will say that, right?
弟兄姊妹这是一个很难想象的东西啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is something very hard to imagine.
耶稣却在28节说什么呢
And in verse 28, what did Jesus say?
耶稣说我在磨练之中。
He said, you stood by me in my trials.
常和我同在的就是你们。
You are those who have stood by me in my trials.
这岂有此理哦
This is so unreasonable.
这根本就跟上面没关系的。
This has no relationship with what's said before.
耶稣非常的记得。
Jesus remembered very clearly.
门徒们为他的一点摆上。
That what disciples had put up for him.Before, just a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed?
我们的神是什么样的神
What kind of God is our God?
他一方面把真理告诉我们
On one hand, he tells us the truth.
他在另外一方面
On the other hand,
他常常鼓励我们
He often encourages us.
他常常让我们知道他知道我们为他付出了什么
Often he allow us to know that he knows what we have sacrificed or put up for him.
有些人服侍主
Some people, when they serve the Lord,
就怕别人不知道他干了什么
They're afraid other people didn't know what he did.
但其实如果你真的服侍主
But actually when you truly serve the Lord,
你可以放心
You can be rest assured.
地上的人是很没有良心的。
That people in the world, you know, often they're without a heart.
你对他好。
You're good to him.
过不了多久。
Not long after.
他就忘记了。
The person will forget about it.
就忘记了。
They will forget about it.
你踩到他的尾巴。
Whenever you step onto their tails.
他恨你一辈子。
They will hate you forever.
永远不忘记了。
Forever, eternally.
但是我们的神不是这样。
But our God is not as such.
我们再不像话。
No matter how bad we are.
我们实在是不应该。
No matter how, the things that we did, we're not supposed to do.
怎么能够在耶稣给你洗完脚之后在那边吵谁要当老大呢？
How can you dispute about who's the greatest right after Jesus washed your feet?
耶稣还在这里鼓励他们。
But Jesus here is still, remembering them and encouraging them.
告诉他们说我记得。
Telling them, I still remember.
我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
That you are those who have stood by me in my trials.
这是什么样的神？
What kind of God is this?
这是什么样的恩典?
What kind of grace is this?
我们刚才读的马太福音十九章。
So the Matthew chapter 19 that we just read.
那里也是非常有意思的。
It was a very interesting passage there as well.
那里彼得告诉耶稣。
Over there, Peter was telling Jesus.
看啊。
He said, Behold,
我们已经撇下所有的跟随你。
We have left everything to follow you.
将来我们要得什么呢?
What then will there be for us?
听懂彼得在说什么吗?
Do you understand what Peter is saying?
看啊!
Behold,
你要知道新约圣经中啊
You need to know that in the New Testament,
每一次看啊这个词这个字出现了
every time when you see the term behold,
就好像啊你的儿子在玩电动游戏啊
it's just like when your son is playing video game,
然后你说吃饭啦
and you say, dinner's ready,
吃饭啦
dinner's ready,
他听得见吗
is he going to hear it?
啊听不见的哦。
No, he can't.
我们家的小孩一个都没有听见的。
All the kids in my family, they don't.
因为他戴了耳机啊。
Because they had headsets.
那你怎么可以把他叫醒呢?
So how can you wake him up?
你要走到他面前啊。
You need to stand right in front of them.
你的手要在他眼睛上在他跟他的那个荧幕中间这样动一下。
You need to wave your hand right between his eye and the monitor.
他说哦哦哦。
And then he will be waken up.
这个叫 behold.
And that is to behold.
这样明白吗?
Do you understand now?
彼得怕耶稣啊,太专心别的事啊。
So Peter is afraid that Jesus is caring for other things too much.
没有专心,没有听到他在讲什么。
Did not focus on him.
所以他说耶稣啊,看啊,看啊,看啊。
And he say, Jesus, behold, take a look.
看什么?
What is there to see?
我们已经丢下一切来跟随你了。
We have already left everything to follow you.
将来我们要得什么呀?
What then will there be for us?
哎，我不知道你啊。
I don't know about you.
但我知道我自己啊。
But I know myself.
有一种人我特别讨厌。
There's a kind of person that is most, hateable by me.
那后来有人告诉我我会这么特别讨厌这种人呢
So then later someone told me why I especially dislike this type of person.
说因为你自己以前就是这种人。
It's because you were just like this type of person before.
哪种人呢
So what kind of person?
就是我很喜欢炫耀。
Is that I like to, display what I have.
Show off.
For show off.
我很喜欢夸口。
I like to boast.
当然我坦白讲没有什么太多东西可以夸口。
But honestly, I don't have too many things to boast about.
但是你会碰到一些很喜欢夸口的人吗?
But you will see some people who like to boast.
据说啊有一个人。
So supposedly there's this person.
这个跟一些朋友在一起吃饭的时候
So while there he's eating with some friends
他就不肯啊好好吃饭了
He was unwilling to eat
他一直拿着杯子
He took this cup
一直要跟每一个人喝一点
And he continuously wanted to drink with everyone
后来别人终于明白了
And later on people understood
因为他手上戴了一个好大好大好大的戒指
Because he had this big ring on his hand.
他要好好吃饭，你看不见的呀。
So if you eat just normally, people wouldn't see.
他要给你看，哎哎，喝，看了看了，看到没有？看到没有？
He wants people to see this big huge ring on his hand.
哎，你碰到这种人，你什么感觉？
So when you face this person, what kind of feeling would you have?
很讨厌哦。
It's very dislikable.
有一些人夸口的东西，这真的是没有什么水平的啊。
For some of the things that people boast about, they're really not of quality.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。